Thanks for calling customer service. My name is Rhonda. How may I help you?
Hi. I was entering this contest thing, and it said that I won like a Dyson vacuum, but I have to pay like a small fee of like $1 to $3. But then when I go in to put in my information, it says that it's one per customer, but I haven't done this before. So I'm kind of confused.
So are you saying it didn't go through?
Yeah, well, it's giving me this message. So when I put in my information, it's giving me this message, and it says we apologize, but this offer is limited to one per person.
Oh, may I have your zip code? I'll see if you already have one in the system.
Okay, 92562.
Your first and last name?
Teresa Mays Gonzalez.
Okay, so you already have one. Can you verify your address?
27756 Carlton Oaks, Marietta, 92562.
Okay, it seems like you entered the same contest on, trying to see the date on it, but I don't.
Because, so before this one, there was a previous one, but it had like a different name on the top of it. So I didn't close it out, but I went to my other page to open it, to look it up. But then when I went back, it wasn't there anymore, where I had to put in my credit card information.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back, and then I found it again. So then I was trying to put my information in, but then it gave me that message. But I never put in my credit card information the first time at all. Didn't do anything. It just said that you had won, but I didn't go through with like anything, like I'm trying to do right now. So I didn't pay for anything.
Showing,
or,
oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, it's showing that you already entered the contest. It's actually a contest to win the vacuum.
Yeah, but then it you have to do like the final step where you have to do the payment information.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm trying to do right now, but it won't let me. It won't let me. It won't. It says that one per person or something like that. So I haven't put in any credit card information at all.
Oh, well, I don't know if someone created this under your name. They have your name, your address. It's already a contest entry under your name. It's what you're doing is entering a contest to win the vacuum.
Yeah, but then it says that you won. So then it says to pay for the shipping. So if I go back, it says, congratulations, you are today's winner for the Dyson. And it says to put in my address. So I put in my address to claim the Dyson V11. And then it says, it gives you the information, and then it says final step payment information.
Okay, well, this is saying that you entered the contest. It says 10/19/2021. Let me see the regular date. 9/19/2021 that you You're, that's why he's saying it's only one per.
What did I entry what, but per what person. Did I get or what did I what was I supposed to get or what did I don't understand. What
you,
what did
you
I
wasn't
win,
supposed to
I...
get anything. It's a contest. You could win a vacuum.
Okay, cuz well, cuz I was trying to read like all the information and it says that you can enter once every month, right?
Oh, I'm not sure, ma'am. I'm just a third party customer service center. I'm handling your account. I can pull this up and see that you already entered the contest to win it.
Well, because this says that I won it, so I just have to pay like for shipping or something.
So that's, yes, ma'am. That's just yeah, it's how they advertise it. You enter the contest to win it. You didn't actually win the vacuum.
Well, it says congratulations, you are today's winner of the Dyson V11. And then it says claim your Dyson to put in your delivery address. So I put in my delivery address. And then it says and then it gives you the information of the of what it is. And, you know, like, it just says the cyclone, the filtration, the weight. And then it says the final step is payment information.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Well, it's a contest entry.
Okay, so then why? But it says that I already won. So it says that you need to just pay the final, do the final steps. It says, congratulations. Today, February 23rd, you have been chosen to participate in this survey. It would only take, so then I did the survey. And then after I did the survey, it tells you on there that you have won. So, like, I'm going to do this right now again. So, and it says, we're checking your answers, and then this is exactly what I've been doing. And mm-hmm. then it tells you to pick, like, these little boxes to see if anything opens. And then I pick something, and then this little, because it's like these little prize boxes, and it says, you did it. Congratulations. You won the Dyson V11 vacuum. The rules. You will be directed to the website of our certified distributors. Enter your address and pay $1 through $3 for shipping and get a Dyson 11 vacuum. A Dyson 11 vacuum will be delivered within 5 to 7 days. So then I hit okay. And then I go in and it says, you know, it asks you for your address. I put in my address. And then you have to pay the $1 to $3 and it's asking for your credit card information. So when I put in my credit card information, that's when it gives me that message.
Okay, ma'am, I understand. But what it is, it is a contest entry. You're entering a contest to win that vacuum.
It says I already won it. It says that I already won the vacuum. Is what I'm trying to tell you. It says that I've already won it. It's not that.
Oh, well, ma'am, maybe you should keep trying, and eventually it'll go through.
Okay. Can I speak with the manager? Maybe they know what the problem is.
I'm telling you what it is.
Okay,
I absolutely know what it is.
But I'm reading you exactly what it's telling me. It says you are a winner, and it says delivery address, and then it's asking you for the credit card information so that they can deliver it to you. So I don't understand where you're getting that it's a contest that I'm entering, but then what I'm reading to you, it says that I've already won it, and it's asking me for my address so that they can mail it, and it's asking for my credit card information so that they can charge the shipping on it.
Yeah, they're going to send it to you if you win the contest.
But it says I've already won is what I'm trying to tell you. Can I just speak with the supervisor, please? That would be great.
Okay, ma'am, you're going to get the same information.
Okay, that's
you entered the contest to win that vacuum.
Okay. No, that's not what it's saying. I read to you exactly word for word what it said.
Okay.
You have won. You have won. It's not saying that I entered a contest. No, it's saying that you have won it.
Okay, ma'am, hold on one moment and I'll get you transferred over.
Okay, thank you. Three nine eight.